This is Northwest News from KPLU. The battle over minimum wage at SeaTac Airport is heating up. More than a dozen transportation and hospitality workers are now suing. They say they aren't being paid the minimum wage they are due. In 2013, City of SeaTac voters approved a $15 minimum wage. The airport workers also say they're owed 2 years of back pay. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story.
If successful, the lawsuit could mean a payout of as much as $20,000 for some workers. Khalif Muhammad is one of those suing. He spoke to the media in his attorney's office, flanked by other airport workers, all still wearing their bright orange reflective vests. Muhammad gets paid to move rental cars around. He says he makes a little over $10 an hour, and it's not enough to support his large family, so he ends up working a second job as an Uber driver. He says if he's paid the $15 minimum, he'll be able to take days off.
I'm going to get the time that I can, take care of my kids, because they keep asking me a question. Why you work 7 days? We need you.
The Cleveland-based company Muhammad works for, GCA Services, didn't respond to a request for comment, but since the minimum wage law passed in the city of SeaTac, airport employers have challenged it, saying it shouldn't apply to them because the airport is a federal port run by the Port of Seattle and shouldn't be subject to local wage laws. The courts, including the Washington Supreme Court, have so far disagreed. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.